Breakfilm Radio. I'm Matt Micucci from the 2016 Febiofest Prague International Film Festival, and I'm very pleased to be joined by director Jan Cvitković, who is here presenting his latest film, Shishka Deluxe, but also a number of films. There's a tribute in his name here at the festival. Well, first of all, thank you very much for joining us.
Thank you.
And if we could start with Shishka Deluxe, first of all, which is a film that I really enjoyed and I saw yesterday. And if you could tell our listeners a little bit about the story of the film first.
The film is quite simple in a way, and the idea was born when I was finishing my previous film. In one certain moment, I saw three names in front of me, like, and it's funny, they were English names, Jim, Jack, and Joe. I didn't know what to do with it. I just had a feeling that this should be a film. So then I was waiting until I realized that I actually know these three guys, that I hang with them. I go to the bars with them and I drink with them. So after a while, I just called them. We had a meeting and I said, listen, boys, you will have to act in my new film.
Right, right. And so that's how the whole project began.
Yes, yes, yes. Then when they agreed, I started to write a script, actually. I always had those three guys in my mind.
Right.
Yes. And that is the...
Right, so, and let's just say that this film is a comedy, but it's also using a lot of things that are a little more serious, you know, especially from the world that it comes from. Yeah, that could be a good starting point, actually. Can you tell me about the setting of this film and a little bit about this particular corner of the world that you choose to portray your film?
Okay, I'm from Slovenia. It's a tiny country which almost no one knows on the world. But as soon as I say that I live 200 kilometers from Venice, then they realize where approximately this little country is situated. And nothing. I think that this film doesn't have so much to do with that country. I think it's a kind of universal film about one city, one part of the city, like, how do you call it in English, quarter? It's called Shishka in Ljubljana, for example, in our capital. And since I was living there for a couple of years, I decided to name it Shishka Deluxe, which is like, if you would say, I don't know, what do you have in London, like Soho Deluxe, or I don't know what. Nothing. When I started to write, I didn't think too much about anything, you know, because when I started to write the script, I tried to exclude my rational part of mind, in order to get more feelings, more energy out of it, not to make a kind of creation, a kind of construct. So all the things were just coming. I was just waiting for the scenes to come to my mind, you know. I was just waiting for the pictures, for the scenes, and I was not thinking at all. So at the end, something came up, which is quite okay. I'm satisfied. I like this film. It has a good energy, a good spirit, and that's important.
So that's very interesting. So when you were actually writing the script, you didn't have a beginning, a middle, and an end. You just saw what would happen. That's kind of the way you like to work?
Yes, yes. Sometimes it happens that first I see the beginning. Sometimes it happens the first thing that I see is the ending. And sometimes I just do it, you know, step by step. But I don't like the way of how today screen doctors are teaching filmmakers. You know, you have to first do a construction and then you put scenes on that construction, and then you search for the feelings, and then you search. You know, I think it's not a natural way to make a film.
Yeah, it's great. Cool. If we could talk a little bit more in depth in the film itself, one of the things that I think the driving themes in the film is this theme of redemption. These three guys that are kind of, you know, they're not teenagers anymore. They're not young people. This is their one shot at redemption. redemption. Is this a theme that you were kind of going for from the beginning?
Yeah, of course, because in our countries, I'm talking now about ex-Yugoslavian countries, some special thing happened, and it happened that we switched the system, the social and political system, from socialism to capitalism, and the young people who are at that time, I don't know, 20 years old, were kind of lost, you know, in that transition. And it happens that you have many very talented guys who are now 30, 40 years old, even more. They just lost themselves, you know. Somehow they feel that they should be successful, but they are not successful. And then they are trying to find ways how to be successful. And these ways are many times very bizarre and funny at the end, or tragic, as you want. And I wanted to also to speak about this thing.
A generation that got left behind.
Yes.
And it's funny that this is something that I actually did pick up on yesterday. The fact that they open up a pizzeria is kind of unusual, though you said that this place is close to Italy, let's say. It's still something that is very much, I think, in my perception and in most people's perception internationally, something very capitalistic with big chains of restaurants and stuff. So it was a very curious and interesting choice.
Yeah, but I have to tell you one curious thing, that after the film was released in Slovenia, that they, these three guys, really opened a restaurant.
Oh, really?
Yes.
So it actually inspired people to do so. That's wonderful. Well, let's talk about the leading trio in the film. It's terrific, and they're also playing three different personalities, three characters with very defined personalities. How did you meet them? Have you worked with them before?
I knew him for a long time already, these two guys. But after I moved to Šiška, to that district, we started to see each other more often. They're always interesting guys, you know. They're the guys who are born and raised on the street, so to say. They're not losers. They're guys who are able to survive. They also have this natural, original naivety in themselves, in their personalities, which I like very much. So it was just a natural way, you know, that I asked them to be part of my film.
Oh, I see. So are they actually well-known faces in Slovenia, or are they?
I mean, they are very, very, very well-known faces in Ljubljana, you know. But I'm talking about the street level now, not about. Yeah.
Well, that reminds me of Italian neorealism. That's kind of the same concept in the way. The faces were very important to the point where, sometimes the voices would be dubbed in post-production or something like that. So, actually, was that is that an influence to you? This kind of wave of comedy that mixes, very prone to mixing some more dramatic elements, but with laughs and sometimes even very big laughs.
I don't know. I was never a filmophile. I never watched a lot of films. I don't have a school for the film. Before, I was working as an archaeologist, so I prefer reading, you know. I prefer to read books, novels, short stories. So maybe that was my film school, and it was my influence, because I started to read very early as a child. And when you read books, actually you imagine pictures as well, you know, at the same time. And I think that most of my influence, most of the things that influenced me regarding the creative work and everything came from the books,
right.
Not from the film.
Okay. And let's talk about the production. And was it easy to get the funds together to make this film? Was it a difficult production?
Let's not talk about the production.
So that says it all, really. You don't want to expand on.
No, this is boring. You know, it's boring to talk about the production. And when you do a film, you don't want to talk about the production anymore.
Because once it's finished. You move on to other things.
Yes.
Do you consider yourself a prolific filmmaker? You keep having to work. You keep having to make projects.
Every time when I finished the film, I said to myself that was the last one.
Right.
Yeah, every time. But then by the time I get an idea and I start getting euphoric about that idea, and then I do another film. And when I finish another film, I said to myself again, this was the last one, I will never do films again, and it happens again.
Yeah. And what about now?
The same.
Okay. Well, this is From the Future to the Past. Like I mentioned at the start of this interview, the festival is showing a number of your films. And would you like to maybe give a brief overview of the works that are being screened now or before Shishka the Books?
Well, not really, you know, because the other film are older, and today I was surprised because I went to the Q&A at the end for one of my previous films, Grave Hopping, and I realized that I don't remember the film very well, because I saw the last four scenes, and I realized because I haven't seen this film for 12 or 13 years, and I realized that I completely forgot the film.
Yeah.
It was something new for me. Really? So maybe I should watch it again.
But did you watch it again then?
No, just this just the last couple of scenes.
Do you ever feel like watching them again?
No, to be honest, no. There's only one film that I would like to watch again in the cinema. It's quite unusual film that I made in 2011. It's called Archeo. It's very different than Shishka Deluxe and all my other films, but I think that's the only important film that I made.
Okay. Well, it was really interesting talking with you. It was a great interview, and thanks very much for doing this and talking with us about Shishka Deluxe. Last question, is there any future plans for the film? Is it going to be screening at other festivals or distribution?
Yeah, we are going everywhere. Now it's the Czech premiere happened yesterday, so the film is going to be released here, and we are going to have some other festivals around the world, yeah.
Great. Well, we'll keep an eye out for it, and thanks very much for joining us once again.
Thank you.
Thank you very much, and this is Fred Film Radio, the Festival Insider.
Fred Film Radio, 24/7 on Fred.fm and smartphone apps.